For the name of Yahweh is mighty and precious. For there is no name that is greater and mightier than the mighty one of Israel. But as we enter into the tabernacle to bless you and to praise you, we do exalt you for your mighty power and your strength. For the security that we have in HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, I pray in the mighty name, the precious hope. You're sure that your anointing, your Ruach, fill this house and fill the heart of your people, that we may move in the direction of the Ruach, being instructed and directed by our precious Abba. For in this hour and this time we need your counsel. For the great devastation shall overtake this world. Mankind as we know it shall never rise again in this form. And so with our hearts, with the heart of man, us collectively and single-hearted, we bow down before you this Shabbat. We pray that you will strengthen us and help us to give us assurance in this hour, that we may know you're the fullness of your power. I pray for the house of Israel, the remnant of the seed, scattered in every nation around the world. You said for us to pray for the shalom of Jerusalem, and they shall prosper that love her. We pray for that shalom. We pray for your counsel among us, your instructions, that we abide in the way of Almighty Yahweh and keep the standards of your righteousness. We pray that you will bless this order of service in this tabernacle, this bayit of Yahweh, and those that are gathered in many parts of this nation and around the world. We pray for them. We ask your strength upon brother Micah, sister Michaela and Alex as they listen, sister Tucker and the children, sister Pamela, sister Catherine. We ask you to strengthen our sister Hawkins there in Jamaica. We ask your strength to rest upon brother Noel there in England, and brother Lewis and his wife, sister Christina. Those that listen today, Abba, we pray that you will strengthen them mightily wherever they come from, whatever part of these states and around the world. We ask you to strengthen them mightily and give them a mighty strength. Help us all today, I pray. Give your mighty servant the unction that is needed to speak with great clarity what you expect of us. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. Strengthen brother and sister Heath there in Pickering, Canada, and all those that listen in Canada, and those that we hear from Canada. Bless them. The brothers and sisters down in the Bahamas that listen, those in Jamaica, wherever they are, Yahweh, those in the Rome, Italy, as they listen to the live stream. We pray for brother Nathan Hill there in Houston as he carried this broadcast in a live stream. Bless him, I pray, for his effort, for his labor of love, for you, Yahweh, and the power of your truth. So give him great strength, I pray. Touch the bodies of those that need a touch today, and those that need your healing touch, we ask it. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, that all things will be done according to your will. We trust you, we believe you, and we bless you, our Abba. Yahshua's mighty name. And all the saints cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Come on, lift your hands and your back. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. For in this day, this tabernacle of Yahweh, we will worship you today. will open our heart to hear from the Shemayim of our great King. We know that you are our Creator. Beside you there is no other. And as we bow before you this day, we ask you the mighty hope of Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, that you touch your manservant that he may speak today. Speak to your people, whomever may hear this message, in whatever form that it is reproduced, or their ear may hear. We pray that you will strengthen the inward parts, and that the full being will desire to bless you and to serve you, our Abba. We thank you for this Shabbat, a day of great pleasure to me, Yahweh. I take great delight in the Shabbat, in the rest, the comforts, in the fellowship, in the hearing of the word of Yahweh. I do bless you and I thank you. For you are mighty and precious. There is no other strength excluding the strength of our great King. You have given us revelation of your truth. You have given us the great propitiation, the fullness of price that could ever be paid for our sins. For you are our Messiah in that great hope of salvation, the Yoshak of your bosom, Yeshua. So bless us all today, I do pray. Those that are listening that we know not of, bless them, I pray, the ear of the hearer, that they may hear and be exceedingly glad. In all things this day, we do bless you, our Abba, and we praise you, Yahweh, for the precious promises. Yeshua the Lamb, we thank you. And all the saints said, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Look to your neighbor and say to them, Shabbat Shalom. Good. God, we bless you. You may be seated. What a wonderful hour and time to be living. And I say that with all sincerity, for Yahweh is going to make his power known to a generation that has ostracized him and has rejected him. Generation that has no pure Ahava for Yahweh. It is one of the most abominable generations upon the face of the earth. It is one that is filled with iniquity. There is no principle to this generation. We have a religious sect in the world today. It is a very religious people. They have a form of worship, a form of a righteous way, but they deny the power of Yahweh. And his power is exercised in his truth. And a man must know his truth. He must desire to know the principles of Yahweh, the limitations of Yahweh, the wisdom, the code of wisdom that Yahweh speaks unto his house. But this is a generation that is steeped in folly. It is a generation that despises, a generation that hates. It is a generation with no pure Ahava in them at all. And that is the simple truth. Whether you respond or not, it makes no difference at all, because the word of Yahweh will show his house was actually in them. It is either the truth or he is a proponent of deceit and lies. It's either he speaks the truth to us, or he speaks a total lie. And he speaks to his house continuously. It is an obstinate people. It is very stubborn. It has no natural affections at all. It has no pure Ahava for Yahweh. It is a generation that the mind is so twisted. The mind is so removed from Yahweh that there is no conviction of one's sins and iniquitous ways. For we know that sin is a transgression It is a defiant, blatant act of defying what Yahweh speaks to you. So when one defies what Yahweh says, that person does it with a great fervor of disobedience and has a great disloyalty to Yahweh. And they do it without thinking of the repercussions of what things will come to pass because of the blatant defiance of Yahweh's truth. Yahweh will never change one iota of His truth. His Torah will never change. His principles, His statutes, the limitations, His ordinance that guide us, that show us the pathway and the plain way, more simple, with clarity. He shall never change anything at all. The Yahshua HaMashiach is the fullness of that power of Yahweh in flesh. We despise that. This is a generation that despise HaMashiach. He was a son, but yet he had to learn how to obey. This is a disobedient generation. We despise instructions, don't we? We despise anything that show us our weaknesses and our flaws. Yet he was a son. He learned the obedience of Yahweh by the things that he endured. The things that he was willing to endure. An unwilling generation. A people that the mindset is totally diametrically opposed to Yahweh. Now I lay this foundational principle to us. To say one thing. If I can expose or extrapolate to intensify, to bring greater understanding to us. This is a nation and a people that is barren. It has no storehouse. And there is no nation, a people, an assembly, a gathering. When there is no storehouse, there is no life in the people. There is no treasure in the people at all. America has no storehouse. We must understand the metaphor of that storehouse of Yahweh, whereby the riches, the treasures of Almighty Yahweh abide. And when one has that true storehouse, and they have that sincere storehouse, then they will have the riches of Almighty Yahweh, not with what this pagan Christendom is teaching. I want to show us today the storehouse of Yahweh. I want to show us what is in the storehouse of Yahweh. And if you do not eat from that gallery, if you do not retrieve from that storehouse, you do not have the mind of HaMashiach, nor do you have the desire and the love of Yahweh in your heart. He must deal with a people that's very dissatisfied with Him. He fed them bread. He fed them quail. And they still murmur and complain. Now you can simply look to your own hearts. And you can find the very rudiments of that same seed in you. You can find the very essence of that even in you today. It is a generation that has no storehouse. America is not a bread basket. HaMashiach is the living bread of Yahweh. And we must go to the storehouse of Yahweh in order to find this living bread. This is a nation and a people that have no treasures at all. Our treasures and what we presuppose are treasures are based upon some silver god, some god of gold, some god of wood, some god of concrete. But there are no treasures in this nation at all. And for a people to have a storehouse, we must abide in the principles of Yahweh. And He teaches us how to build our storehouse. You need a storehouse today. That's why we are very famine. We are very weakly. We die. We have no strength. Because the house that we are eating from, it is the house of abomination, filth. And every kind of unclean thing, there is. What our minds during the course of a day is inundated with things that remove us so diametrically Opposite poles from Yahweh. You do not have the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. You have a mind that despises Torah. A mind that doesn't love the Mishpatim of Yahweh. We despise judgment. And Yahweh is known by His judgment. Whether you receive that or not, He will always use that principle to show His people who He is. And He is not going to do it any other way but by that way, where He is known by His love. For Yahweh so loved the world that He sent HaMashiach to make judgment. The world was already judged. It was condemned on its way to hell, period. No light, no hope in it, no desire at all for Yahweh. And He came, He was sent forth to shine the light of the living Torah to the house of Israel and those that were elected by the foreknowledge of Almighty Yahweh. And that's it, period, settled. And nothing can be added to it. What storehouse? What is the storehouse that we are dining from? Where is our strength being amassed from? Is it from your rebelliousness? And your corrupt mannerism, your wickedness, then woe unto you. It is one thing about a nation and a people, we can never see our own corruption. And the reason why? Because you're blinded. You don't have the mind of HaMashiach. He did some things to please Almighty Yahweh. Everything He did pleased Him. And no doubt about it, He did all things. I want to begin in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Yahweh speaks unto the house of Israel by His manservant Moshe. He says, in order for you to have the rest, the blessing, the comfort of Almighty Yahweh, I exhort you to a principle of obedience. Obedience is better than any kind of sacrifice. And we can see our obedience unto Yahweh in natural scenarios. We can see how faithful we are unto Him when the least one of us will offend us. When you think that there is someone that is lesser than you, cannot instruct you or show you a thing, or show you the path clearly, that your understanding may be enlightened, you will understand the sign of your obedience unto Yahweh. We have this sense that someone is inferior unto us. That is not so. And so I cannot act upon their instructions or what they ask me to do. That's this generation. Even when Yahweh instructs us, we become very perturbed. We get perturbed with one another. It is just a sure metaphor of our ruah with Yahweh. And He shows us constantly what storehouse or what we are dining on. We need the storehouse of Yahweh. We need the treasures of Yahweh in our inward being. And when a man truly gets that, when he is filled with those riches of Yahweh, they're greater than all of the material riches of the wicked. For there is where the strength of the hope of Israel shall lie. That we have a storehouse in the time of great famine, in the time of great trouble and great trials. You have not been tried yet. You don't know what tribulation is. I was looking as my heart was smitten today. I saw this nurse from Wisconsin. She was in Sudan. And she was feeding this child, and when I looked at the child, I thought it was a little monkey or something like that. Because of the grotesque growth in the child's features, because there is not enough nutritional values in their substance to cause the body to grow in the way that it ought to grow and that it should grow. Now that is the way we are spiritually. We look grotesque. We do not look or perceive one another in the image of HaMashiach. So our mind is grotesque. It doesn't think or function right. It doesn't perceive right. It doesn't react right because of the storehouse that we're eating from. And it was one thing about the old farmer. He grew a variation or a variety of things that he knew would keep through the winter months. He grew those things and he put them in the storehouse, that there would be enough to sustain him in the midst of the torrid and the most trying winters when they would come. When the snow would fall, when the mobility of man would be inhibited. And our mobility is being inhibited today. We've been drawn down, we've been pressed down, whereby there's going to be very limited mobility at all. Cannot you see that in yourself? Is there any urgency to bring forth judgment each day and all during the day to oneself to judge one's own hearts? We don't find ourselves operating in that realm, do we? We find ourselves operating in a realm that is totally carnal, corrupt, because the powers that be and the demonic, the demons, the forces of darkness have captivated the minds of the mind of this generation. And it has removed them away from the love of truth. And they are dining from a storehouse that is not the storehouse of Yahweh. Unless you have a storehouse, you're not going to make it. And that is the truth. And Scripture give us an implicit instruction how that we may have this storehouse. And if we have this storehouse of Yahweh, the treasures, the riches, the strength of Yahweh, that it will bring forth a persona. It will bring forth a personality that is beyond the laws and the limitation of your flesh. Your flesh is filthy. And this generation doesn't want to deal with their vile, seductive, evil, unclean ways. We want to always accuse, and that is of the spirit of hell. I don't care what brother you accuse, or what sister, you are a child of darkness. That is the spirit of Shaitan. Well, I haven't committed sin that is more egregious than one committing the most vilest of sin that you perceive is a sin. It is more egregious. One of the most egregious sin was what? It was a disobedience and a rebelliousness of Yahweh. That sin is more egregious than any sin that you could ever imagine. That's where it all began, with disobedience. That's where rebellious began, with disobedience. Without obeying. And we are taught as a child not to obey, are we not? Parents teach them not to obey, because the instructions are not fortified and they don't believe what parents say. And that's the way we are with Yahweh. Because judgment is not expediently executed, then the wicked heart of man is set to do even more evil. And that's the way it is. You tell a child to do something, they do not do it. They sense that you're not sincere in your application. They will do something even worse than that. And that is the truth. I speak to a rebellious people. I speak to a house that really doesn't love Yahweh. And I speak emphatically, and if you want to defy me, do that. Show me in Scripture. I want to begin in Debarim, as Moshe speaks to the house of Israel, that they must walk complicitly in the will and the purpose of Yahweh. Now, I want you to hear this today. I want you to pay attention. I know that we are a drunken people. Our flesh is so seductive. We are a lazy people because the things of Yahweh are not valuable to us. We can give great attention to foolish frivolity and trivial trash. We need to hear what Yahweh speaks today. So you need to practice that principle to discipline yourself to hear, to give attention, and to give all heed to what He speaks to you. You need to understand that. When there is something that is full of folly, you will give your ear tentatively unto that. You can sit for a duration of time. When it comes to Yahweh, we have no love for Him. He is some kind of myopic or some form of a thing that has no reality. That's why His word has no validity in our lives. It has no power. We're not dealing with some abstract. We're dealing with a reality and a sure thing. This is not some kind of a collage. This is a sure picture. And he paints a sure picture from his scripture. So you can't deal with some kind of abstract a thought or some pattern. He has a set pattern. He has a sure pattern. He has a sure example. And that is what we follow. Moshe says there's a tremendous strength to obedience. And that is the thing that his people struggle with all the time, don't we? They struggle with that. They wrestle with that. We defy that. But he speaks unto Israel. You understand why we struggle with that? Because you have opened yourselves unto every kind of unclean thing there is. You don't realize your uncleanness. You don't want to deal with the thing that is at hand. And it's coming from the inward part. You're eating from a storehouse that is full of filth and abominable unclean things. And that's why you constantly walk with an abominable mind. A mind that is abominable unto Yahweh. A mind that is full of iniquity. It is a mindset that is Torah-less. It has no application of Torah truth. There is no love for Torah truth. And so there is no discipline in your life. And you fall to the same wickedness every single day. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Even a wild beast, they understand with a great sense when they are about to be entrapped. And they understand that. When the brothers go to hunt the deer, they understand. They understand the movement of the wind. They understand the scent, just the smallest change of the scent. They understand that. We are worse than beasts. We don't understand time. Only the just and the righteous will understand time and judgment. The wicked doesn't understand that. That's why we continue to do wickedly. Because we do not understand time and judgment. We don't understand that. We have no concept of time and judgment. We have no knowledge of time and judgment. Because we are a carnal people. Moshe says in Devarim 28 verse 1. He says, as Yahweh uttered this in his inward parts, and it shall come to pass. He said, if you shall listen diligently. Do you understand what a diligent effort is? You abandon all of those things that impede you or distract you. So you must begin to understand what diligence is. It is a great effort. It is of a sincere motivation. It is of a great thrust. The mind and the heart is disciplined to hear. If you shall listen diligently with purpose and motivation to the voice of Yahweh, your Abba. Now, do we diligently listen to that voice? Or do we listen to the voice of hell? Can we lie without even conscience of our lies and we're not affected by that? So if one would diligently listen to the voice of Almighty Yahweh, to do what? To observe and to do some. Is that implicit? Does it mean what it says? To do not some, but all his mitzvahs, which I command you this day, that Yahweh your Abba will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Now, is that a true statement or a lie? Only a few believe that, huh? Is that a true statement or a lie? It's truth. Yahweh has not lied. Now, he is not going to deal with us dealing with a portion of what he commands us. He said we must do all that he commands us. And we must have the ability to listen diligently. We are a people and a generation that have no aspiration when it comes to hearing the voice of Yahweh. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters. And you that listen by via the live stream, you that may hear this message by reproduction, Yahweh is not talking to this wicked generation from his Shemayim. These pseudo and false prophets and teachers are telling you that they're hearing from him. He has made a profound statement. Do you hear me? And he has made that statement by his son, Yahshua HaMashiach. And when we cannot hear the witness of that truth, you will not hear him. This is a generation that is not hearing. Why? Because there's no diligent effort. We are diligent to do wickedness, are we not? This is a generation that is diligent in their sinful practices. It is a generation that is diligent in its stupidity, its ignorance. It is a diligent generation in those efforts. What is hearing the voice of Yahweh? It is not diligent in those efforts. Moshe says that you must observe, you must apply this, you must practice this. You must do it with a great sincere motivation. He said, now Yahweh will establish you and all these blessings shall come on you. He said, this is what will happen first of all, and they shall overtake you. If you shall listen to the voice of Yahweh, your sovereign ruler, or your Abba. Is he our ruler? Can I ask you all a question? If you are working on a job and they give you a schematics or a program of what things must be done, and that supervisor explained that to you, you think if you do not do it the way he told you to do it or she tells you, you think that they are going to be satisfied with you? You think that they're not going to confront you? Now that's this generation. I will show us what scripture says. We don't want Yahweh to show us how egregious our ways and our actions are. We don't want that. We want to feel good about ourselves, but we don't want to diligently listen to him. It is a generation that the mind is screwed up. It's a mind that is twisted. It's not been a changing of mind. We ought to have a renewed mind. You ought to be transformed. Your whole presence ought to be transformed. How about your mind being renewed? And the only way our mind is going to be renewed is by the Torah teachings of Almighty Yahweh. HaMashiach did not disannul one thing that I will speak today, and I will speak from Torah, from the prophets and Tehillim. And show me one place. What I read today is not applicable to us. Show me one scripture that has changed. And I will throw the book away today, and I will walk out of this place free. Show me that. He says in verse 3, he said, you shall be blessed in the city. You shall be blessed in your field. They shall bring forth abundance. The cities are not blessed today. The people that are living in them, their minds are twisted with the corruption that is permeating. That is a defiance of Yahweh. There's no love for even a God. This Christendom and this pagan religion has turned the mind away from the true Creator. And that is what he is doing. It begins in the Bereshit. It begins with the code of wisdom. And that is what the Torah of Yahweh is. It is Yahweh's code of wisdom. And you need that code to understand the wisdom of Yahweh. And the way you break the code, you know how you break the code? Do you understand how you break the code? It is by obedience. It is by hearing the voice of Yahweh. And in that you are dining, you're eating from the storehouse. And you need a storehouse today. You need something to draw on for strength. What you're drawing on for strength is not good. It's making you weak. The flesh is weak. It has no strength at all. He says, the fruit of your body shall be blessed. And the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, and the increase of your kind, and the flock of the sheep. Yahweh said, there shall be plenty in the storehouse. There shall be enough. In this nation here, there is not anything in their physical storehouses. None. He is talking about something here that transcends the natural laws of the land. It transcends droughts. It transcends every kind of famine and pestilence. How do I know? Because when Yosef, by the hands of his treacherous brothers, they thought that they were doing something against him, but yet it was the will of Yahweh. And in the midst of that, he was brought to a place. Why? Because there was a great famine that shall overtake the land. And there was a storehouse for them to eat from and to maintain their place and their strength. I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, in this spiritual realm that we are in, you must have a storehouse in this hour. And you store up those things, just like Hezekiah, when Yeshua said, you shall surely die. He turned his face to the wall. He had a storehouse. He had a memorial that his name was brought into remembrance by Yahweh. The Malach, the heavenly host, said, this man has a storehouse, and I shall open the door. When he opened the door, the praises, the adulations, and the honor came out of that storehouse unto Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Yeshua, I'll tell the man he shall live. Go back and tell him he shall live. He shall be a man of great strength. Tell him that he is going to solidify my name. And he did just that. Why? Because he was able to hear. He knew the time to pray and when to cry out. He knew the time to be submissive and humble unto Yahweh and to bow down before him. This is a generation that doesn't know how to do this. This is a hardcore generation. You see it in your sons and your daughters. You see it in your wives and your husbands. Their heart because you are heart. The husband is heart because the wife is heart. The wife is heart because the husband is heart. The children are heart. The parents are hearts. It's not the pure love of Yahweh. Well, Pastor Roberts, we shouldn't get reproved. That's not what Scripture says. I want to show you something, saints. You all, first of all, can I say this to this little house? And you that are listening, you, first of all, the principles of Yahweh are not important to us. You don't study the Scripture. You don't take no time for Yahweh. You can say what you will or you may. And I indict every last one of you in here today. There is no important, valuable time spent with Yahweh at all. There is no aspiration in your heart, and you wonder why your storehouse is going to hell. You wonder why the canker worms are eating. You wonder why you have pestilence in your house, because there is no love for Yahweh. You don't have this aversion, this great love, this intensity of desire to please Him. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Can I tell you something? I don't expect to make friends. I'm all right. I said to Yahweh last night, and you ought to be able to say the same thing. I said, Yahweh, if no man stands with me, if no one, I will not condone sin, I will not resent anything. Not at all. I will stand. And I will stand with for His truth. I will not capitulate. For no man. Okay, who He is. This is so simple that it doesn't take a master's mind to understand this. It's a master fool that doesn't understand it. And that's why we don't understand it, because we're foolish. Our applications are foolish. We love gesturing and folly. You want to show what you are? You are nothing. You have no strength. If you want to show it in your anger, you're just a flat out fool. That's what rests in the bosom of a fool, anger. So you get mad at everything. You get upset. You get perturbed. You're a fool. Oh, foolish folks, we'll bewitch you. You cannot obey the Torah of Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He said, you shall have great blessings. In verse 7, he said, Yahweh shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. I believe that. They shall come against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Yahweh shall command the blessings upon you. He shall command the blessings upon you now in your storehouse. Now that is what I want to express today, the storehouse of Yahweh. And if we have the blessings of Yahweh in the storehouse, He shall cause His blessings to be upon you in your storehouse, and that in all that you set your hand to do, He shall bless you in the land that Yahweh your Abba gives you. When we set our hands to do things, is it done because of obedience unto Yahweh? Is it done in hostility and bitterness and anger? You do not have a blessed storehouse. You don't even have a storehouse that has any riches at all. You do it because you're compelled to do it. No, we ought to do it because we love Him. We ought to do it because He commands us to do it. He instructs us to do it. And we do it because our love is so fervent for Him. Our heart is so moved by Him that there is nothing that thrills us like Yahweh. What thrills this generation is trivial, fictional frivolity. You are thrilled by that. You get joy. You have laughter. You have an expression upon your face. But when it comes to hearing the word of Yahweh, there is no expression of gladness. We do not have the gilada of a rejoicing before Him. We don't present that. He's in your storehouse. I want my storehouse to be filled. I want my storehouse to be filled. Do you understand? I want the fullness of His bread in my storehouse. We have an illusion of a storehouse. America has deceived the minds of many. Christendom. Bring your tithes and offering. I believe that. Into my storehouse. That there may be the food, the meat, the wherewithal to sustain you in times of great trials and tribulation. Your finance, your money, it is going to cease to have any power at all. And that's it, period. And I want my storehouse to be filled with the code of wisdom, the statutes, the understanding of my Abba. And I will show you, you can never build a storehouse unless the principles of Yahweh, His code of wisdom, are applied in your life. And don't tell me that HaMashiach disannulled any of this as I read. He said, your storehouse shall be blessed. And you will know that what you set your hands to do, it shall be blessed. Verse 9, your way shall establish you as a kodesh. What a profound meaning that word represents. As Brother Allen was instructing me yesterday from the Vines Hebraic Dictionary, it has two applications. One, that it is a pure, a kodesh. It is a two-part word in the Hebraic, in the paleo expression. It is a people that is pure. It is a pure people, first of all. And the death, it is a people that is set apart. They are not controlled by the elements and the laws of a natural man. They are something that far exceeds the natural laws of man. And that is the spiritual Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And that is what HaMashiach came to give us, the fullness of that power, that we will know how to come before Yahweh into His courts, how to worship, how to bless Him. We are people that we are shackled down by our own corrupt flesh, our sins, our abominable ways, our fleshly deeds. That is what binds you. Those are your shackles, because I believe what the Torah teach, what HaMashiach says, for whom Yahweh the Torah makes free, that one is free. And you're not free because there's a natural law, there's a corrupt law of your flesh that has brought you under bondage, and the spiritual Torah of Yahweh makes one free. Free to what? Worship, to bless Him, to walk in His shalom, to have Gilead, to rejoice. That is what the Torah does. So you're not walking in the light of the Torah. You have a form. But it's not fashioned after the righteous Torah of Yahweh. You can look all Shabbat pious all you want to, but it means nothing. You can look like you're playing the part, but that means nothing. You got to play the part. And you will know when someone is playing the part. You will know when they are acting out the part. You understand it? That's what an actor does, doesn't he? An actress, she plays out the part. So you will play the part out. And you will do what He commands you. So you're not acting out the parts. We have deceived our own minds to think that we're right. Our storehouse is empty. We're eating trash. We're eating stuff that is causing us to become weak. We're sickly. He said He sent out the Torah truth of Yahweh and healed the people. Sure He did. And yet the word of Yahweh cannot heal us of those things that we have allowed to root out, rip out truth, that these scars that we have allowed to take hold of us, it is by your own reasoning of His truth, it is by your own sins, your own corruption. You cannot fault anyone else. Your demise is not someone else's demising against you. It's your own demise. Your downfalls are not someone causing you to downfall. It is you. It is your own corrupt heart. It is not the fault of someone else. Your actions were not predicated upon what this went down to you. It shows what's in your natural heart. Did they spit upon HaMashiach? Did they beat Him? Did they pull His face and have His face? Did it please Yahweh for that to happen? Did He respond unto them with any guile? Was there guile in Him? Did He have bitterness in Him? Did He have this unrighteous spirit that we possess today in Him? Did He have that? We have a vile disposition. We have an odor in us that is so full of stench that it is distasteful before Yahweh. And He calls somebody like this preacher to extrapolate and to show us the damnable things or that's going to damn your soul. And I'm not afraid to speak it either. I don't care if others get offended.
I do not care if they do not like my grammar. I'm not trying to speak in an eloquent way. I'm not trying to speak with proper grammar. I'm not worried about the adjectives, the verbs, the prepositions. I'm not worried about that. It's your heart that is devastating. It is your sin that is going to devastate you. It's your sin that has caused your storehouse to be filled with canker. You notice how we put the pasta back and we go back later on, it's filled with canker. I don't care how you try to hide it, put it in barrels. There are certain things, certain gases that will cause that to cease to grow. You wonder how they got into that barrel. You wonder how those little bugs got that in there. How is it? It was there from the beginning. That's what it was. And you wonder how that trash in you has arisen. It's been there. It's always been there. You open up a barrel and all these big moths fly. Well, they were there from the beginning. You open up your mouth, that trash flies out. It's always been there. You open up your mouth, that hatred, that wickedness, it's always been there. It's just manifest itself now. It's going through its transformation. It's metamorphosis. It has metamorphosed into this crop, nasty, stinking thing that always come forth in your lives. Thank you, brother. I'll keep straight. Forward march, all right? Press it on toward the enemy. Won't stop. Don't feel no way tired. Bless you, Brother Mike and Sister Michaela. Stay strong, Pastor Roberts. We need you around for a long time. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And I will declare His truth. I will declare it. Why? Because it's so simple. It doesn't take an Einstein to declare it. It takes a wretched thing like this thing, a filthy creature, that He just cleansed and put His Ruah in, say, declare it. And I will declare it. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He says in verse 29, I want to read this now, in verse 9 of 28, verse 9. Yahweh shall establish you a Kodesh people to who? Himself. And He has sworn to you, listen now, He has declared this. He has made it emphatically. If you shall keep my mitzvah, my code of wisdom, my Torah, my instructions. That is Yahweh's code of wisdom. It's His Torah, brothers and sisters. It is His Torah. It's His instruction. He said, if you will keep my mitzvah of Yahweh, your Abba, and walk in some of His ways. Did Messiah do all things to please Yahweh? Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Did He do all things to please Him? Did He walk in some of His ways or all of His ways? So He had to walk in the mitzvah of Yahweh. He had to walk in the mitzvah of Yahweh, His judgment. He had to walk in the tiliah of Yahweh, His praising, His worship. He had to walk in all of that. And to say that has changed, it is not so. Was He obedient unto Yahweh? Did He learn obedience? Did He learn obedience? We have not learned obedience. He suffered, but yet He learned obedience. He did not disobey Yahweh. He wants us to obey everything He commands us. And this vile generation tells you can do what you want to. You're not going to do it. Your life is not your own. If you belong to Yahweh, it's not your own. You've been purchased by the propitiation, the price paid in full, HaMashiach. You could not purchase yourself from the powers of darkness. And so you're no more your own. You don't do what you want to. You do what He commands you how by His total wisdom. And I will not strike in the hands of anyone that walk in defiance of Yahweh's total wisdom. I don't care who you are. And I say this to all of us. You don't have to live here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay here. Now you don't have to live here. But I'm going to stay right here. And you're not going to put me off, all right? We're going to walk according to the principles of Yahweh and His code of wisdom. His wisdom is right. Your wisdom is wrong. Your wisdom, it is sensual. Your wisdom is devilish. That's what it is. The seven pillars of Yahweh's wisdom, it's meek, it's kind, it's full of, it's easy to be intrigued. Your wisdom is devilish. You can't be easily intrigued. You don't want about to tell you nothing. And everything this book tells us, it instructs us. It shows us how little we are. It shows us how negative we are and all the negative things we do. That's what it shows us. Our lives consist of mostly negative things. Everything we do during the day is something negative. It's not something positive toward Yahweh. We lie, don't even think we lie. No, we're lying, and yet it doesn't bother us. Won't say hallelujah, Yahweh. That's all right. I'll preach on.
Brother Dale said, go ahead. I'm going ahead too. Straight ahead. Now, I established that in chapter 28, his storehouse, because I want you to understand how to fill the storehouse of Yahweh. Now, turn back. I want to begin here in the Torah. And I'm going to take us through a chronological sequence of Scripture. And show me in any place, even to the new, renewed covenant where it changed. It says in the fifth chapter of Devarim, verse 32, I want to begin reading. Yahweh, as he speaks unto Moshe. Now, this is what he speaks unto Moshe to teach his people. It says in Devarim 5:32, as he teach my people to understand my mishpatim, my judgment, my statutes, my mitzvot, that they may be made to understand and to do them. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32. He said, you shall observe to do therefore as Yahweh your Abba has commanded you. Has that changed? We do everything that he has commanded us to do. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. He said, you shall walk in some of the ways. Now, does the way of Yahweh or his ways, do they change? So he said, you must walk in all the ways which Yahweh your Abba has commanded you that you may live. Now, how in the world did HaMashiach bring us life of the power of the Torah, not walking in all the ways of Yahweh? This wicked generation says that the Shabbat is not important or the name of the Abba of the Creator. They're liars. He said, you walk in all of my ways. Has that changed? You think that has changed? He said, you must walk in all of my ways that you may live. You're not going to live walking in the partial ways of Yahweh. That is a hypocrite. That is a double-minded. That is an unstable person. Now, this has not changed. Yahshua did not come to disband this. He came to strengthen this. He is the strength of that. He is the life, and in him was the life of the world. What is the life of the world? In all the ways of Yahweh, his Torah. We understand why we don't have life in us at times. Why we're so miserable. Because we're not walking in his ways. You're walking in ways of sin and flesh. It's not the way of Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He said that you may live, and that you may, that it may be well with you, and that you may do what? Why would you want to not prolong your days? Has Yahweh changed? Now, this was before Yeshaya, Hezekiah the king, wasn't it? Was his days prolonged? Was his days prolonged? So Yahweh has changed. You tell me he has changed now between that period and now, this period of time? He has not changed one bit at all. He said that your days may be prolonged. You may prolong your days in the land which you shall go and possess it. What land are we dwelling in? We're dwelling in the kingdom land of Yahweh. We do not walk by flesh. We are led by the Ruah. And so we prolong our time. We have life to the fullness when we obey what he commands us. You're not going to have life without judgment. That's stupidity. That's why the enemy wants you to hate that. And that's why you despise that. You don't want nobody to judge you. You don't want the man of Yahweh to say anything. I watch how some of y'all get so perturbed. It's so wicked. I said things on Wednesday night. I say, man, what a crying shame. You sisters here have no fears. Why? Because the scripture says the man that finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Her price is far above rubies. If you got a problem with that because you're inferior, you're not a wife. That's just the bottom line. And I watch the expression of some of y'all. I say, how sad you are. How pitiful. A true man of Yahweh, he has the breath of Yahweh, and he's not about to do that which is against the will of Yahweh. I'm just showing you, sisters, what Yahweh has done. If he's blessed you with a husband, man, the man that has the breath that is your covering, your head, you ought to shout and bless Yahweh for that. Fall on your knees for him and pray for him and get out of your stupidity and your childish, ignorant mindset and be a woman. I was talking to one of the young men, and they said, Brother Ali said, you know, Pastor Robert Solomon, look for one, he didn't find one. He had 900, and out of that whole kabura, not one fit in that description. It's the own ignorance and your own shallowness. That's the problem. It's not the word of Yahweh, it's you. Man, to have the breath of Yahweh, you're blessed.
You ought to shout and fall on your face and cry out how stupid this generation is. No brother's going out to do anything that is wicked. I'm not. Have the fear of Yahweh. So challenge-like. And I watch some of you all and say, well, how sad you are. How pitiful. Believe me, I know who you are. Believe me. I said, I don't even know why I'm saying this. What did I say? Because you're always trying to show you what's in you. I said, I don't even know why I'm saying this. Why am I saying this? I have such security in Him. I don't fear that. Those guys. I don't fear that. Are you popular? Nah, for what? What? I was thinking about my wife. I said, Yahweh, she was crippled. Couldn't walk. I would still love her. I would stand by her. If she died, I don't want another wife. Are you saying that Sister Horn is doing well? I'll be all right. I'm getting older. You understand that? I know I'm going to die. I'm going to wear the earth. That's all I can do. What I made is a statement to show the sisters how blessed you are. Because I said again, if I wanted to be a gigolo, I could. And I could start at the age of 25, 27-year-old young women. Believe me. And that's the truth. Are you boasting? No. I will not do it. Because I have a storehouse that I'm eating out of. It gives me great riches. It is not some sensual pleasure. It gives me something that is greater than the sensual pleasure. My vision is about something that is greater than some natural. No. I have something that I'm longing for. I'm looking to it. That even death doesn't even prevent me from seeing the beauty of it. That's what I'm looking for. And that's the truth. Death doesn't even trouble me because I know it is the final point of ascertaining or reaching that perfect place before Yahweh. So even death doesn't even stop me from that. And that's the truth. It is just the stupidity of a generation. There has no trust in Yahweh. Has no love for Yahweh. And that's this generation. Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor Robert. He said, you must do all the things that Yahweh tells you to prolong your day. Now, what is the storehouse for? Does it prolong your days in the midst of the winter? In the midst of the famine, does it prolong your days? I don't care what nation or what people. If people walked in the principles of Yahweh, they would have, even the nations would have storehouses. This nation has no storehouse. It has a cauldron of darkness. And it's feeding the sons and daughters the sickly, corrupt message of this hour. They're sickly. They're weak. They're tired. They have no love for their parents. They have no love for a father, a stepfather, stepmother. They have no love for no one at all. Period. They have no aspiration. They have no charm about them. No, because they're dead. They have no life. If a man has not the Ruach Yahweh in him, well, woman, she has no life. And that's why many of you, all your countenance is the way it is. Because you don't have no life in you at all. And I'm not afraid to tell you that. I don't care if you give $100,000 a month here. We don't have that much in a year, a little over. So you're not giving that. So it makes no difference at all. It is the truth. And we need this pure strength of Yahweh. And it's going to come from eating out of the storehouse and out of the trash bin that you've been eating. That's why you're weak. That's why you're sickly. That's why the things of Yahweh do not arouse you. That's why all of His ways are not pleasing to you. If you love Yahweh, all of His ways will please your heart. Everything He commands you just causes you to delight. Did you trust me with that? He's not real to this generation. That Yahweh takes something, He trusts you with that? Is every word of Yahweh pure? Is it purer than gold? You tell me that He trusts you with the value of His word and you don't take that, you don't take the value that important? We're stupid. We are sottish people. He said my people are sottish. They are stupefied people. We're stupid. Because the word of Yahweh has no value to us. It's not a great treasure trove to us. How can gossip and folly be a treasure trove or television watching and spending time in Walmart, Kmart, and dime store and you have no treasure? They're trickers, they're trash, they fade, the color fades and all of that, and you still have nothing. In this storehouse of Yahweh, there are great riches whereby they never fade. The elements do not affect them. Your corruption do not affect them. And that's the truth. So he exhorts us to understand the mitzvahs, the mishpatim, the instructions of Yahweh, that we walk in them, that we may prolong our lives. So he's trying to tell us to prepare ourselves, that we may be prolonged in the midst of this great trial that is headed upon this earth. A tribulation and a time that has never been like before, never shall it be again. Now whether you believe that or not, it's your own stupidity. It shall be, my friend. it shall be. Yahweh says, in the teaching of His Mitzvot, to teach us His ways. He wants us to know His ways and His statutes. And they have not changed. Look quickly in chapter 8, verse 5. Dibarim, he says, you shall also consider in what? In your life, in your own life. Do you ever consider in your own life, your own heart? Do you consider what's in your own heart? You mean no one consider what's in their own heart? Thank you, brother. He said, you must consider your own heart, that as a man disciplines his son, Yahweh, your Abba, discipline you as he chasten you. Any man that has a son, he chasten him. If he's a daddy, if he's not a daddy, he won't chasten him. Any mother will chasten her children. A mother will. I watch the goats do that. I watch beasts of the field do that. I watch the goats when they get out of hand to use. The beasts, that nanny, she'll take a horn, she'll chasten them. As a man chasing his son. A man will chasten his sons and his daughters. A boy can't do it. This effeminate world is teaching men this effeminism, and the effeminate man, he wants to be strong like a man. And that's what many people detest about men, because they're strong like men. That's the truth. Be strong like a man. Those were the instructions that David gave to Solomon. He doesn't want to act that way. So Yahweh is a man of what? He's a man of what? War. Say it. He's a man of war. So in order to be a man of war, you got to be a soldier. You got to know how to dress it right and cover it down. You got to know how to march on time. He's a man of war. He doesn't play. We may think that he's some kind of little puppy. A little puppet. But he's not that. Not at all. He's known. He said, the only way I can express myself to you that you may know my power, that I'm a man that I know how to war. I have a sword too. It's not like the one you got. So as a man disciplines his own sons and his own daughters, a man will now. A man will discipline his children. A man will. A man will. A man will discipline his sons and his daughters. A mother will discipline her children. A mother. A mother will. Even a heifer will. As she has brought forth a calf. So a man will discipline his sons and his daughters. As a man, he gives us his parallel. As a man will discipline his sons and his daughters. That's why he tells you to consider your own heart. Consider your own heart. See what's in you. As a man disciplines his children, so Yahweh, your Abba, disciplines you. And that's the part we don't like about him. We don't understand that this is the strength of the great storehouse of Yahweh. He said, if you do all that I command you, you do everything that I tell you, you're going to have a great storehouse. Do you hear me, saints? You hear me, Kiddushim? You're going to have a storehouse. You've got a place to eat from. You're going to have a place of strength in the time of great trouble. He said, therefore you shall keep the mitzvah of Yahweh your Abba to walk in his ways and to what? Fear him. You must walk in his ways and to fear him. A child must fear her parents. A son must fear his avat. That is a great reverence. It is a place whereby he knows that he is a man of war. And that spirit that is in you, he will war against it with great trepidation, with great power. He's a man of war. He doesn't bear the sword of Yahweh in vain. He has the sword of the Ruah. He knows what he's dealing with. He doesn't sit around all dorsal like a bump on the log. He's a man of war, and that's what Yahweh is. He said he disciplined his children. I'm going to discipline mine. Now you that are disciplined by Yahweh, you're a bastard. Period. That's what scripture says. That's what it says in the renewed covenant. Every son, every child, every man, everyone that is of Yahweh, every son he receives, he chastens, he disciplines them. And if he disciplines you not, you're a bastard. You have no lineage at all. You have no lineage. You have no avat. You have no father. Nothing at all. His name is unknown. So he is going to discipline you. And he's going to speak words to show you your corruption and your sins. You understand, he's not coming out of the Shemayam. We are so hard-headed and rebellious. You think he's going to step down and talk to you? You can't even hear him. He's not going to do that. So he says, as a man disciplines his sons and his daughters, I'm going to discipline you too. Why? That you shall keep my mitzvot, and you shall walk in his ways, and you must fear him. You must fear Yahweh. You must fear him. It was one thing about Sarah. She feared Abraham that she was willing to do everything he told, even though it was wrong. He was wrong. He was just fearful. He didn't realize that Yahweh was with him. He had called that man. He had set him apart. And yet, though King Yahweh said, I tell you what, King, if you touch it, you're a dead thing. He said, Abraham, why you do this to me? You know that Yahweh is with you. Yet this is the generation, the women, the men, they're so rebellious. Women, you're rebellious against husband because you don't know Yahweh, you don't love him. Men, you're rebellious against the standards of Yahweh because you don't know him and you don't love him. Well, Yahweh gives you a little simple principle as this. I want to tell you something. As I thought, as we have service here, as we have this little performance of worship, I was thinking. I said, don't you know that there are old people and older, they have dances every Friday night. And they dance the night away. Do you understand that? They have experienced them. They have gatherings. And yet when it comes to the people of Yahweh, I watch some of you all with your stupidity. And I use that expression. It's an ignorance because you're stupid when it comes to what Yahweh commands you. You shouldn't talk to us that way. I'm telling you what Scripture says. My people, they are sottish. Are you his people? Are you his people? Then you're stupid. He said you're sottish. Is that what I say? A matter of great strength, you will see it. When I was in the military, you knew the drill sergeant was in strength. He dressed it right and covered down. He's watching you. He's walking back like this now. Now, it's tougher to walk back like that, isn't it? Say what you want. It's all right. That's a natural motion there. But when you're walking like that, that's tougher. He's dressing around, covering it down. He sees everyone, every footstep. He's watching. He walks. Then all of a sudden, he catches up to the front. Then all of a sudden, when he spins around, he's right in step with you. He doesn't have to rattle step. He's walking right along with you. You understand that? Why? Because he has practiced those things. They become perfect to him. He knows them. They're part of his discipline. They're part of his life. And see, the things of Yahweh are not a part of our lives. That's why our storehouses are very famished. We got moth in there, canker. There's nothing there. You go in there, when you go in there, you don't even want to eat from it. That's why you get so upset. That's why you get mad. That's why you get so perturbed. As the old preacher would say, come on here, somebody. Come on, preacher. That's all right, Pastor Robert. Make it plain. So what I can consider what's in my heart. That I can see this thing diligently. He's not going to continue to warn us. Because when the shofar is blown, you know it's a time of warning. You ought to prepare yourself. And he keeps warning his people that he still will not prepare themselves. And what he will do, as he did with Israel, he will come through with a great dearth. And he will root them out. That's what he will do. It's only going to be a few. I have no problem with that. I'm going to maintain the course. I'm going to hold fast. As the old song says, unto his unchanging hand. I'm just going to hold fast. In all of my ignorance, I'm going to hold fast. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So he said that they must be taught these things, they must understand, and he exhorts us to obedience, to love him. If a man says he loves Yahweh, keep not his mitzvahs, he's a liar. Is that renewed covenant? It has not changed. It says in the 10th chapter of Devarim, you must understand that these are the instructions unto Israel whereby they may have life. And they have not changed. He said, I will bless your storehouse. I will cause your storehouse to be full. Devarim 12. 10 verse 12. Devarim 10 verse 12. And now, Israel, what does Yahweh your Abba require of you? Now, has this changed today, brothers and sisters? But to fear Yahweh your Abba. Has that changed? Did HaMashiach came to destroy that? No, he did not. And to walk in some of his ways, you will see that he reiterates that throughout Scripture in all of his ways. He wants us to walk in all of his ways, and to what? Ahava, to love him, to serve Yahweh your Abba with all your love. Has that changed? Has that changed? So if HaMashiach taught something differently, he was not teaching from the Torah. He tells us to love Yahweh with some of our heart, all of our love, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. So how did he destroy that? He is the full power of the Torah. I want to show you that in the close of this message now. Listen, he says that you may love Yahweh with your, love Yahweh your Abba with all your love and with all your being, with all your soul, with everything that you have. You love Yahweh. You love him above mom and daddy, son, daughter, children. Love him above wife, husband. You love him. You love the truth of Yahweh and the principles of Yahweh. You love that above all things. You desire that above all things. He says in verse 13, to keep the mitzvah, to keep Yahweh's mitzvah and his statutes. What are the statutes of Yahweh? Do you understand what a statute is? You ever heard of a statute of limitation? It is the limits that are prescribed. That's what a statute is. It is what he prescribed unto us, what he tells us. These are the limits. And so he has limitations. He said, you go beyond that, then woe unto you now. That's what his statutes are. They teach us the limitations of Almighty Yahweh. Don't we want to know that? This lying trash we call Christian, doesn't teach us any limitations. Well, God knows your heart. He does know your wicked laugh, too. He knows corrupt and abominable. He said, which I have commanded you this day for your bad. So if does every good and perfect gift come from above? So did he command them that day? Is it a good gift? Has it changed? Has it changed one bit at all? Is there any variance in Yahweh? Does he change? Do all good gifts come from above? Do all perfect gifts come from above? So do they change? Have they changed? So this is a good gift. It's a good thing. It's far good. Has it changed? It has not changed one bit at all. There are certain crops that you grow during the latter summer and the fall that will go through the whole winter. Crops, you know, potatoes and onions. You store them in the right environment in the storehouse, they will last. That's what they are. They're called winter crops. And they're made for you to store them for the winters. You just put them in the right location and they will last. And they will keep their flavor and their strength. And so what Yahweh is trying to impart into us, some mitzvot, some statutes and ordinance that will keep us in the midst of hard time, in the storehouse. The trust that he reveals from your own heart. I want to tell all of you all something. I don't care if you don't love me. It makes no difference. You don't even love Yahweh. So what difference does it make you don't love me? When you get so perturbed and hatred toward the word, when you develop an animosity because Yahweh touched your wicked heart and you don't have a repentant heart, you are sickly. You are weak. You are corrupt. And you're going to die that way. Quiet. Good. You're going to die that way. There's something vile in you. There's something very insidious. And you have not cleansed yourself from the filthiness of your damnable wicked flesh. Scripture tells us to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the ruah. And perfect this fear, this reverence of Yahweh. This kodesh, this set apart, this pure mind in the fear of Yahweh. That has not changed. Not one bit at all. And these corruptors, these robbers of men's soul, that's what they do. This false image of that Jesus has destroyed the true Torah of Yahweh. And Yahweh has not changed one bit at all. You can't show me anywhere where I've read that has changed in the renewed covenant. You cannot show me. Show me. Show me one place. It has not changed. Not one bit. You have changed. Your ways change. Your actions change. But Yahweh never changes. What he sends from above is all good. Famine, trials, tribulation, sufferings, afflictions, good. Bless you, Yahweh. Good it happened to me. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He says in verse 14, I want you to understand this. Look, see, behold, the Shemayam and the Shemayam of the Shemayam belongs to Yahweh, your sovereign ruler. And the earth also, with all that is therein, everything belongs to him. What can you give him? If he asked you for a meal, what would you feed him? Some fried chicken? He said, everything belongs to me. Everything in the earth, it is mine. The wicked belongs to Yahweh. Everything. He said, only Yahweh had delight in your avad to love them. Have delight in me, Yahweh, to love me. He said, I had delight in your avad to love them. And he chose their zira, or their seed, after them. They produced a seed. And he chose them after them. Even you above all people, as it is this day. He said, I've chosen you above all people. Yahweh has not stopped doing that. He has chosen that one, above all people. In your whole lineage, in your whole generation, just one. In the whole lineage, just one. He chose one. He has a choice for this day. I've established this people for this day. My people. Israel. True seed. They are the seed of Abraham. That they love me. Abraham, did he offer up Yishak to Yahweh? He was willing. And Yahweh saw that his heart was pure. Are we willing to do what he commands us? Are we so superficial and false? Superficial and false. Minds are twisted. Because the word of Yahweh is not real. Something is wrong with 90% of our conversation is spent so foolishly. Spent so foolishly. That's why you do foolish things. That's why your mindset is continuously foolish. That's why foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. You drive that foolish thing out. You think it's just that little baby right there? Sometimes they do things that are more wise than your adults. We all like grown folks. Children that have gone what? Is that what it says? So the rod of correction needs to drive that foolishness out of you. Just like an Abba correct his son, Yahweh correct those that are his too. We have foolishness in us. It's the foolish ways and foolish ideas. Foolish thoughts and childish ways. Immature ways. They're not mature. Just like children. Easily offended. Well, he said, I'm faithful. You're not faithful. Well, because a faithful man, in order for one to be a steward, he must be faithful in the little small things. The little simple things. How could you entrust someone with a great value when they're not faithful with the little simple things? When there's no honesty there. Was he talking to his people here? Was he instructing his people? Now, you that are not his people, he's not talking to you, all right? So don't worry about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's able to tell you your problem in verse 16 of chapter 10, Devarim. He tells you to do this. He says, circumcise. Therefore, the foreskin of your heart. Has that changed? Is that for the old or just for the renewed? For both, because it is complete. He said, circumcise, and that's what you have not done. He says, circumcise the foreskin of your heart. That old nasty fleshly way. Circumcise that, the foreskin of your lev, and be no more what? You don't, you're not that way. You don't find yourself doing that, do you? I'm quite sure you don't find yourself doing that. He said, be no more stiff-necked. You're not stiff-necked. You don't get stiff-necked. You don't let your pride stiffen your neck. No. And the reason why? Because you have not circumcised. You need to cut that fat away from your heart. You need to cut that sinfulness away. That's why you get stiff-necked. That's why you get arrogant. You get that. The trash you're eating out of that house is not the storehouse of Yahweh. So you need to circumcise that vile thing you call a heart. It is not that little thing in there that go poom, 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 poom. It's that corrupt thing that is layered with abominable, iniquitous ways. Layers with your Negroism and your whiteism, your trash white ways and your trash black ways. It's something because some of you white folks get upset. If I say something about black folks, it's all right. If I say something about white folks, it's not this kosher. You wicked child of hell. To who you are. And I'm not impressed with a black man who married a white woman, a white woman married a black woman. That don't mean nothing. I'm just saying that. I'm letting you know that. People have trash in them. And they don't realize the trash they got in them. I don't care whether they're white or black. It's there. And so Yahweh established a man that he doesn't feel what you think. I don't care what Caucasians think, what I say. They get offended because it's in there. I don't care what black folks think. That doesn't make a marriage because two black folks or two white folks or white women or black. That doesn't mean nothing.